Yes, 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 you heard it. You're now checking out speakradio.com. We will have Super here today, and he has some new music out. Let's listen to it and wait for him to call in.
Exclusive Red Shed. Bitch.
Whoa. Yeah.
Hood Rich.
Your mama said she wanna go, go, go. You know I ain't gonna tell her no, 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 no. She said that money coming slow, slow, slow. She don't wanna fuck with him no more.
Nigga, I lose a quit, stay the fuck around, we might lose your bitch. Watching me, I got a stupid wrist. Bang. This lifestyle, she ain't used to this. First class, we take a trip, she love the way I go hard.
Fine.
Young nigga, I ball.
Facts.
Randy Moss, that pussy. Knock down them walls. We fucking in that coupe or Aston Minaj. She recognized the real one, she know the way we mob. She chose the game, so Stang Lane could whip, pull your car.
Fine.
Gang.
Lil' mama bang, said she bang, wanna go, go, go. You know I ain't gon' tell her no, 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 no. She say that money coming slow, slow, slow. She don't wanna fuck with him no more.
About us, we certified on guard.
We mob.
Love switching them cars. Put that on the mob. That ghost shit, it gets spooky. The coupe, the roof be off.
God.
My niggas, we be on. She left you cause you flow. Niggas 50 plus in this foreign nigga. On round, round with these bitches.
Let's get it.
Pussy nigga, you in.
Let's get it.
Pussy nigga, don't tip me, I let it go.
Bang, bang.
Cause I never been no hoe.
Bang,
nah.
Bang.
Fortune on the frame, 40 on the chain, 4G's on the range, this the foreign game. Fortune on the frame, 40 on the chain, 4G's on the range, this the foreign game.
Lil' mama said she wanna go.
Prince of the Yayo. Shout out Big Rocko. Salute to the homie Bankroll Fresh.
DJ Scream.
Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we had respect, nigga. Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we had respect, nigga. Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we had respect, nigga. Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga.
We got respect, nigga. Last time I check, I was blown through the check and my rollie be wet, it was 40 on that. Last time I check, I'ma die by respect. So you reach for the chain and you meet in the tech. And you pussy be rookies and we beat them vets. And the 220 bullets go straight through your vest. And that holler shit burn real straight through your flesh. P on Sanders and I'm taking it back. Last time I check, yeah, the Rari a coupe. And that ghost against spook, all this money we getting. Yes, that's a post, there's a horse on the engine. Young rich nigga in a round, I'm getting it. Last time I check, yeah, the clip was just getting it. Super don't play, yeah, he ready to blow it. Last time I check, you were tricking on hoes, I was checking the dough, nigga, you ain't even know. Tootie on deck, nigga, you ain't never bored. Last time I checked, no one follows with me. It get bloody with me, and I'm probably with Z.
check, yeah, the drum was a clip. Last time I checked, it's 100 and him. Last time I checked, we had guns like Tip. Nigga, foreign game tomorrow, nigga, put it on M.
Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we had respect, nigga. Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we had respect, nigga. Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we had respect, nigga. Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we got respect, nigga.
Checkmate, fuck boy, chest not chuckle. Say you gon' check, who was wrong with your chuckle? Ever disrespect me, I'ma pull up with them weapons. On the west end, them FNs, know where to do the checking. Say you want 10, nigga, meet me at the chuckle. Going through the check, boy, you know I had to check it. Everything checked out, the check in, check that. Finessing for the check, he gon' hit me when he check that. Get list, checklist, soon as it check out, done rock, go the one they check for. Last time I checked, I was playing with a check. Wake up early morning, every day, like with a check at. Me gon' pull up, drop it off, and gotta check that. Face card A1, he know I bring the check back. Half a million on the car, it's a play check. Keep a hater on their job, hit your paycheck. Watch cause I check, said fuck it, flip my neck up. Cuban so heavy, feel like I fuck my neck up. Walk around froze, feel like I caught a cold. Doc say you good, nothing wrong, you got your check up. Got your bitch up by the neck. Then I hopped her right quick, so that I be right back. I gotta go and get this check. Yeah.
Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we had respect, nigga. Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we had respect, nigga. Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we had respect, nigga. Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we got respect, nigga.
Last time I checked, out a nigga with the check, out a nigga with the vet, dropping deuces, no sweat. Nigga come to collect, nigga come conquer. Heard you niggas in debt, I heard these hoes get depressed. Street running nigga, I get it, I spend it, I read up and flip it. These bro nigga mad, but all of these niggas, they bitchy, they winning. I just love them all. I pulled up a chip. You know I got one. I iced out my neck. These niggas upset. I'm riding upset. Your plug all line. I got it on deck. Humble label, turtleneck. You know the gun fresh. Y'all rap nigga wet. Who the fuck gon' invest?
Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we had respect, nigga. Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we had respect, nigga. Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we had respect, nigga. Last time I checked, we had a check, nigga. Last time I checked, we had respect, nigga.
Yes, yes. Let's get into another one. How we live.
Big shout to the MIA, yo.
Live.
Salute the Brown Sub.
Hood rich.
Look at all the shit that I came through. Yeah. Look at all the shit that I did. Nigga, look how we live. Nigga, look how we live.
MLK, bitch.
And all these farms is paid for. And all my houses real big. Nigga, look how we live. Nigga, look how we live.
Scream.
Look how we live. Acres all over my crib. Soldiers, they up in the field. I got big bang like my uncles and still. Troopers around me who ready to kill. We stay high like we up in the hills where we came from the bottle. So fuck what you feel. And my wrist on foes, so stay with the children. My pocket on Buffalo, stay with the bills. If you be coming, I'm sending them out. Grab me a coke out, I'm running them route. And we score and replay what this game is about. And we copping the whistle, we cashing them out. We ball hard, what the fuck is the drought? Probably gonna live on Sunday. Whole game just fresh on the wrong way. FN on deck, won't gunplay.
Look at all the shit that I came through. Look at all the shit that I did. Nigga, look how we live. Nigga, look how we live. Yeah. And all these farms is paid for. And all my house is real big. Nigga, look how we live. Nigga, look how we live. Hey. I see you looking what you're looking at. But I ain't tripping, nah, I can't be mad.
designer. With her front, that's $1 million lineup. I be shitting on my haters, must remind you. Vision clear, then my diamonds, they'll blind you. This how I live, learn everything in that field. Since day one, I've been real, and still kill or be killed.
Look at all the shit that I came through. Look at all the shit that I did, all the shit that I did. Nigga, look how we live, 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 live. And all these foreigners is paid for, all these foreigners is paid for. And all my house is real big, all my house is real big. Nigga, look how we live, 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 look how we live.
Live, 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 live.
Yes, 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 yes. SpateRadio.com. Let's get into some more music.
I got the perfect kind of love, brother, in Sicily Bomb. And if it wasn't written, then I'ma put it in song. Just move along to the words and the melody. Let you rock the mic if you know what you're telling me. All the right verbs and curves are so heavily. I'm so in love with what you could do potentially. Talking to you mentally and stalking you on everything. I'm even thinking wedding rings, moving on to better things. It's crazy, cause I ain't ever feel this way before. And if I did, baby, I can't recall. And that's just how I feel right now. That a nigga disrespect, I swear I care right now. My body die forever, she down the road whenever. Rain, sleet, snow, whatever, it don't matter the weather. Whether it's tank tops and sleek leathers and matching polo sweaters, cruising together till death come and get us. I got
nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love for you, baby. Sometimes you piss me off and yeah, you drive me crazy, but still I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love for you, baby. Yeah, I got nothing but love for you, baby. Sometimes you piss me off and yeah, you drive me crazy, but still I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Go figure, you love a nigga even if I get no bigger. You piss me off sometimes, but that's how life is sometimes. Guns with no triggers. Your mama hate me around, cause I'm nothing like the nigga that she had in mind. But yeah, we used to fight all the time. Now you're like one of my best friends. Forget the night you took me to your crib and you didn't let me go home. You took me in your room.
Yo, check out this new music, Bleed Culture, Low on the Scene, featuring Jadakiss.
Hey yo, this that real shit, man. None of that on that fraud shit.
Bay Radio, hello. You on the line.
Hey, Antoine.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I have soup on the line, okay?
Say
what's
that.
Up?
I have soup
yo,
on the
line. Yo, what's going on?
What's good, bro?
Chilling, chilling, man. Super?
Yeah, super.
What's up, man? So, tell the people a little bit about you, you know, that may not know.
Well, I'm from Miami, you know, Liberty City, you know, Brownsville to be exact, you know, the nephew of Uncle Luke, you know, a lot of people may not know that, but some people may do, you know what I mean? So, foreign gang over everything. That's what they need to know.
That's what's up, man. So you got the mixtape, Prince of the Yayo, and you got a lot of features on there. How did you come up with the, what does the title mean? Like, what does that mean to you?
Prince of the Yayo?
Yeah.
Prince of the Yayo. You know, that's basically me, you know, letting people know I'm the Prince of Miami, you know, going under the blood for Uncle Luke, from the industry to the streets. You know, my family big time, and people in Miami, the real Miami, they know that. So that's why I'm the Prince of my city. So that, you know, that come with the blood, sweat, and tears. They ain't just a title. That means that I really wear the crown of my city.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that there was a much deeper meaning to it when I heard it. I was like, I know it doesn't represent what it sounds like, and that's what usually rappers do. They usually, you know, it's kind of like a mind game.
Right, right, yeah, that's the Prince of the Yayo. You really know, you know, from the from Libby D. City, Brown, so, you know, that's one of the hardest areas to even grow up in, you know what I mean? So, have grown up in that part of the Miami, and also, you know, being that Luke is my blood uncle, I was around a lot of these rap guys growing up. I know the industry. So, you know, a lot of everybody in Miami, the real Miami, they know the Prince. So they say the Prince, they're going to say Super. So, yeah, you're right. It's deep into just the name with me. Everything I really do have a meaning behind it.
Okay, that's what's up. So, Sue, who are some of the producers that you work with on there? And, like, did you handpick them? Or how did the process work when it came to actually putting that project together?
Some of the producers, we worked with some of the greats. Beethoven, we had Evil G, 808 Mafia. You know, it was more hand-to-hand. You know, Atlanta, one of the big things of music, and mostly all our producers are out of Atlanta as well. So, you know, just hand-in-hand, you know, recognition, you know, some reaching out, you know what I mean, just hand-in-hand. So, basically, that's how I did it went.
Okay. All right, so what is your, like, your label situation? Are you signed, or are you doing just the indie thing right now?
No, you know, Foreign Gang, Champagne Elite, you know, that's me and my bro. We're independent. We independent label, you know what I mean? So we doing our own thing off the muscle. Everything you see is ours. It ain't no rap. It ain't nobody. We our own man. We our own captains of our own ships. So the Champagne Elite, Foreign Gang, we are, you know, he the CEO of Champagne Elite. That's my big bro. He's the CEO of the whole of Champagne Elite and Foreign Gang. You know, we our own man. We ain't signing no majors or nothing like that.
Okay. All right. So, being the nephew of a veteran in the game, does that help you out as far as getting your music out there?
You know, basically, it helped you out. You know, it's a recognition thing. My uncle a legend in the game. So, you know, I ain't ride the wave of, you know what I'm saying? I'm Luke Nephew putting it out there like that, you know, because I'm my own man. But, you know, I was his best man in his wedding, and everybody know that's my main man. So, yeah, when they come to it and when the time comes for it, it'll unfold itself, you know. So I know it's going to help me in a major way because everybody respect the man who paved the way for all of us.
Okay. All right. So when you talk about, like, street music, when I listen to your music, like, I picture, like, you know, like that street feel, like, you know, artists like Meek Mill that are actually talking about what's going on. And a lot of that music right now, like, a lot of people are listening to, like, more, like, pop type stuff, like Drake and stuff like that. Do you feel like right now is a difficult time for artists that are speaking, like, that true street music?
Well, for me, I just started doing the music, like, we've been going at it for, like, a year. So, you know, not with me, to be honest with you, for the time I've been in it and the time I've been moving, we've been moving at our own pace. I don't too much get into the politics of the type of music with the who's what and who's what and what's got, who will have what going on. I just do what I love to do and speak to the people I reach out to. Just people out there who understand me. So for the ones who understand me, those are the ones who are going to, you know, attach to me more and become my fan. As far as everything else, that's the other world. You know, I just do what I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I think recently it was kind of brought to the forefront. A lot of people started talking about, like, street music versus pop music because of Meek Mill and Drake when they did that little battle. And I think,
right,
you know, Drake being so commercial, people were like, well, this commercial cat beat this street cat, and the street cats are the ones that are supposed to be able to rap. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, so, you know, I don't too much get into all that, you know, but when you categorize Super, I'm everything, you know what I mean? I ain't just a street rapper, you know what I mean? I'm a fly guy, I'm everything, so I'm all around the board with it.
Okay, all right, that's what's up. So what do you plan, what are some of your plans over the next, you know, your goals over the next 2 years?
My goals over the next few years, you know, keep it solid, keep moving, you know, take a day at a time. Put everything in, you know, in God's hands. You know, we got Godfather Church, our ministry. You know, our ministry over there. You know, he keep everything, keep it strong for us. So we're going day by day, keep making these music. You know, make my mark. You know, my name is the name to be heard right now. So that's just what it's going to be, and that's just what it is.
Okay. Do you have any interests outside of music? like our businesses as far as like clothing line or you know, stuff like that?
Yeah, we have a lot of outside music. You know, I own a jewelry company, Stats Custom Jewelry. You know, we own that downtown in Miami with me and my bro, Stats Custom. You know, we also got the foreign gang clothing line. You know, we about to launch that soon. You know, we do also a little football academy for stuff for the kids and everything in the inner city neighborhoods and things like that. So it's a lot goes on outside the music.
Okay. So who are some of the artists that you listening to right now as far as that gives you inspiration?
Super. 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 Yeah. That's what I listen to right now, the Prince of the Yayo. Now, sometimes I probably want to go old school. I'll probably throw some Tupac in there, you know. When I'm feeling holy, I might Marvin Sapp sometimes, you know. Other than that, Super. You know, I can't really get inspired by rappers because I know what the real is, you know. I really speak the truth. I ain't the one who's selling lies to the people just so the people could buy my dream and then it come true. You know, I speak the real.
Okay. All right, good answer. Yeah. So what do you feel like your music is bringing that's unique to, you know, why should people listen to Super?
Oh, man, it just bringing party, it bring life, it's happy. You know, it shows everybody bringing through struggle. That's what I bring to the people. I'm just like you. I'm from the inner city. I'm from the hood just like you. I have life struggle just like you. But yet, I could bring it all together and bring fun. I'm bringing the city back, man. You know, there's no unity how it's been before since I really came on this scene. So, yeah, that's what I bring to it. You got to listen to the real. Yeah, you see what's going on before the music. You know, it's a rap. It's what's going on before the music. You got to understand, I ain't sell no records or nothing yet. So all these Porsches and Phantoms and Bentleys and Aston Martins and everything, you see, you know, we doing it all the we doing it how we do it. God blessings. You know what I mean? We're giving God the favor. So everything else going to come as it comes. Everything else going to come. We're just going to keep it real and take it day by day. Leave it all in God's hands. Keep
that's
writing,
up,
you know, bring the best
that's
music I can bring to the people, best people.
Okay. All right, so do you have any events or anything like coming up that you might want to tell the people about?
We have an event coming up soon around September 11th. I think it's around September 11th in Las Vegas around Fight Weekend at the Hard Rock Vanity Nightclub. And some other things in the making for Los Angeles. So, you know, we just moving as we move.
Okay, so if people want to keep up with your events and stuff like that and when they can see you perform, where can they find you online?
My Instagram is super10000, that's SUPA10000, 10,000. My backup page is super10k for all the hackers. You know, they be trying to hack you and stuff, so you got to have that. Other than that, I also got SoundCloud. I forget what my SoundCloud.
Foreign.
It's Foreign Gang. Some World Star. Also World Star Hip Hop. You could catch us live typing Foreign Gang. You can see my videos on that as well. So, yeah. But main screen. You that main thing. Just follow my Instagram. So I post everything on there. You'll follow all the links and everything from there. I'm real simple with it.
Okay. All right. Cool. So I want to get into your music some more again. We appreciate you calling in and keep us up to date with everything that you're doing. And see if can you introduce your song "She Wanna Go" for the people?
Yeah, this right here is, you know, one of my first singles I put out, Prince of the Yayo, featuring Mike Bless. "She Wanna Go."
Exclusive Red Shit, bitch.
Whoa. Yeah.
Hood rich.
Your mama said she wanna go, go, go. You know I ain't gonna tell her no, 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 no. She said that money coming slow, slow, slow. She don't wanna fuck with him no more. Hey, hey, hey.
lively, ma.
You know I ain't gon' tell her no.
Nah.
And all my niggas be them soldiers.
True.
And I ain't talking G.I. Joe.
Bang.
Gang. Rich nigga, I lose a quit. Stay the fuck around me, might lose your bitch. Watching me, I got a stupid wrist. Bang. This lifestyle, she ain't used to this. First class, we take a trip. She love the way I go hard.
Born.
Young nigga, I ball.
Bang.
Randy Moss, that pussy, knock down them walls. We fucking in that coupe or Aston Menard. She recognize the real one, she know the way we mob. She chose the game, so Stang Lane could whip, pull your car. Front gang.
Lil'
bang,
mama said she bang, wanna go. You know I ain't gon' tell her no. She say that money coming slow. She wanna fuck with him no more.
About us, we certified on guard.
We mob.
Love switching them cars. Put that on the mob. That go shit, it gets spooky. The coupe, the roof be off.
God.
My niggas, we be on. She left you cause you flow. Nigga 50 plus in this foreign nigga on round with these bitches.
Let's get it.
Pussy nigga, you in.
Let's get it.
Pussy nigga, don't tip me, I let it go.
Bang. Bang.
Cause I never been no hoe.
Bang.
Nah.
Bang.
On the frame, 40 on the chain, 4G's on the range. This the foreign game, 14 on the frame, 40 on the chain, 4G's on the range. This the foreign game.
Lil' mama said she wanna go.
Yes, want to thank Supa for calling in. Miami, Florida, man. He's a dope artist. You can check out his music on everywhere. His music is everywhere, SoundCloud and all that stuff. You heard he's a veteran. He has a uncle that's a veteran in the game, Uncle Luke, which is pretty dope. And he doesn't really push, you know, I didn't even know that. So he didn't, you know, put it out there like that. We will also have Gianna calling in today. She'll be calling in soon. So let's get into a little bit of her music right now. This one is Baby, It's You.
Oh,
Antoine, it's Raphael and Gianna.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you doing? I'm good.
I'm good. So we got Gianna on the line. Tell the people a little bit about you. That may not know. The new
well,
fan.
Okay. Well, I'm 19. I'm from Jersey originally. And, you know, I have this new song coming out called Baby It's You, and I have an EP coming out in mid-January, and it's called The Diary of Lola Gray, and it's just kind of about my life so far, and I've been songwriting for years, and, you know, everything's from personal experience, so, yeah.
Wow, you said you're 19?
Yes, I'm 19.
Wow, so how long have you been songwriting? you're still a baby.
No, yeah, I've been writing since I was always kind of interested in poetry and things like that since I was little. But when I was 13 or 14, I really started getting heavily into songwriting. And ever since then, I just, you know, have kept working on it. So.
Okay. All right. So you're from New Jersey, and being mm-hmm. so close to New York City, do you think that, you know, helps you as far as getting your music out there and getting heard?
Yeah, I mean, New York, I'm like literally right outside the city in Jersey. So New York is my main hub, you know, in terms of where I'm playing, where I record, where I'm, you know, connecting and networking. So the city has definitely been, you know, my place of where I started. So.
Okay. All right. So you said you started early. So what made you want to be a singer or a pop singer? When did those first ideas start sparking in your head?
Well, I started, you know, singing when I was really, really young, like 2 or 3. And my sister had always played the piano. And so, you know, I was always kind of around music all the time. My parents were always playing, you know, Frank Sinatra and the Rolling Stones and, you know, just all types of music. And I started playing the piano when I was like 5, and I was just kind of just in piano and vocals separately for a few years. And then I started listening to Alicia Keys, actually, when her first single came out, her first album, and it totally inspired me. And so I put the two together, basically. And mm-hmm. from there, I just knew, you know, that this is what I wanted to do. And it was pretty, like, as soon as I heard her song, I just got, you know, the bug, I guess. And I just started from there.
Okay. So you're indie right now, right? You're not signed
yes.
to, like, a major. Okay. And are you going to ride the indie thing out for a while, or are you looking to possibly get some interest from, like, a major label or something like that?
I'm definitely looking to get interest from a label. You know, I feel like, I mean, you can do it either way nowadays, you know, with social media and all the different platforms you can release your music on, but I'm personally interested in a deal, so.
Okay. All right, so there's a lot of pop artists out there, a lot of people trying to break in. What do you feel that your music is gonna bring that's unique to, and you know, why do people wanna listen to Gianna?
I think my music, I really, this time around, I didn't really hold back in terms of what I wrote about, you know what I mean? So I definitely wrote about personal experiences, things that kind of happen universally to everyone. And I feel like people will kind of, will listen and be like, okay, she's real. I can relate to that and that. And that's why I feel like it's important nowadays to be a songwriter, you know, along with being a singer, because people want to know you now, you know, with social media, they want to see visuals of everything that you're doing and they want to hear what's going on and they want to see what you're writing. So I feel like I kind of give that personal, I want to be transparent. So I feel like that's what I give to the pop universe.
Okay. All right. So what's next for you? What's some of the things that you're working on next? Like, are you working on a music video for your stuff?
Yeah. I actually just did a video for Baby It's You, and hopefully soon we're going to get started on the video for the next one, which I'm not totally sure which one it is yet. But yeah, we're working on a video, and we're just getting ready to release the EP soon. So, and I want to, you know, start performing out and stuff. So right now I really want to focus on gigging. So I guess that's what's coming out for me.
Okay. All right. So you said you write your own music. Do you ever get, like, writer's block or anything like that?
Yeah, there are definitely times where nothing comes to me. Or something comes to me and I just can't put it all together, you know what I mean? But I guess just to get over it, sometimes I kind of have to take a break, even though there's a ton of things running in my mind, and I'll just take, like, a day or two just to kind of step away and experience life and kind of, you know, get myself back in check and then go back to it. And it usually works out. But yeah, I definitely experience that.
Okay. All right. Some from a song point of how does your process start when it's writing? Do you start with, like, because I know some artists, some singers that I spoke to, they start with a melody. Some people, they start messing around with something on the piano. How does your process start for songwriting?
You know, for me, it's all really different, just depending on the song. Sometimes when I'm out, I'll just kind of have a melody pop into my head, or a few lyrics pop into my head, or, you know, I could just sit down at the piano and just kind of play around with some chords until I find something that has a vibe that I like. It's all really spur of the moment. But it's funny, for this EP, actually, a lot of it was like melodies just popping into my head, and then I had to like sit down and figure it out. So, but I'm kind of all over the place when it comes to writing. However I'm inspired, I just go with it.
Okay. All right. So you talked about Alicia Keys being one of your inspirations. What are some of the other artists that inspire you to do music?
Amy Winehouse is a huge inspiration to me. I think she was a fantastic writer, so I really love her. I love, like I was saying before, Frank Sinatra. I love Queen. Queen was a huge influence in my music. Al Green, Aretha Franklin, Etta James. I'm very inspired by, 60s soul music, so those are definitely some artists that have, I guess, helped cultivate my sound.
Okay. And how do you listen to your music? Because I know we're living in, like, a digital age and everything. Do you listen through, like, Spotify or Google Play or something like that? How do you get your music?
Yeah, most of the time it's through Spotify. And then, you know, for music, I don't have a problem spending money on music. That's, like, my thing. I buy, you know, music gear and tons of songs. So that's where all my money goes. So, you know, I buy everything basically, and it's all on my iTunes. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So, do you have any events or anything like that coming up that you might want to tell the people about?
I don't have any events coming up, but Baby It's You is dropping in 2 days, which is really exciting, on the 28th. So that's very exciting. That's something that everybody should know.
All right. And how can people find you online?
Well, I have my Twitter, which is at IMGGMusic. It's G-I-G-I, because that's like my nickname that everybody calls me. And then you can find me on Instagram on Gianna Official Music. And then my Facebook fan page is just Gianna. And then you can type in Gianna Official Music. And my YouTube is also Gianna Official Music.
Okay.
Oh, and my website. My website's imgianna.com.
Okay. All right. Great. We definitely, I want to get into the music some more. And because I don't think I got played the whole thing yet. But we definitely appreciate you calling in, taking the time out to speak with us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And can you, whenever your EP comes out, you can give us a call again and let the people, you know, talk to the people about it, the production and everything. And can you introduce your song, Baby It's You, for the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So how should I start this? I guess... Hey guys, thanks for listening. My name is Gianna, and this is my brand new single called Baby It's You.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Spate Radio. SpateRadio.com. That was Gianna. She's a dope pop singer. We just had her on the air. She's from the New Jersey area. You know, she's doing her thing. That song, I really like that song. Everybody that heard it really likes it. Been getting some great feedback. So she has something right there. We're going to get into some more music. This one's by Asa. Heart You. One of my favorites, too. Yes.
You can be difficult, yeah, yeah. But you told me that when we met, guys like you live fast, love slow. It's what I like, I know I don't wanna go. Even though it's never going anywhere, I don't want nothing to ever change. You have three girls and don't wanna let me go, cause you know that I can't be replaced. All I wanted to do is love you, but now I can't help but feel more.
Records right now. Off the rip, French Montana.
On me, on my, don't need Montana. On me, on my, don't need more quine. I'ma ride with my dog off the rip. Tuck brown bag, paper tag off the rip. Shorty came through, bent it over off the rip. Dope boy bag, pop the tags off the rip. Nigga off the starter from the block, dirty money off the rip. Cut a short bean, talk money off the rip. Woke up in the deal, 150 off the rip. My dog came home, buck 50 off the rip.
On me, on my, cut dope, gon' need more quiet now.
Off the rip,
on me, on my.
my cut dope, gon' need more quinine.
Off the rip,
40 knocks head off.
Off the rip,
top Phoenix bed off.
Off the rip,
Rari looking good on the strip. Chunk 100 mil, that's a motherfucking grip. Johnny Hancock, 10 milli off the rip. Shorty boy the friends off the rip. Bitch busted open, eating pussy off the rip. West side getting blood money with a crip. My dog getting out, money orders off the rip. Boy, spin a car note on my fit. Boy, Manuf bow hanging off my clip. Boy, niggas running like a skip. Boy, I push you on my skip. Boy, on my wrist it's a brick. Boy, built the empire brick by brick. Boy, coke boys off the rip. Boy.
Yo, this is new music from Bleed Culture. My boy P. Skrilla, Yonkers. Yeah.
Hey, yo, this that real shit, man. None of that on that fraud shit. Yeah?
LB.
Salute to the homie G's. Classic look like Nike Town.
You already know.
Facts.
Niggas know I'm the king.
Know it.
Either you with us or nah.
Nah.
Nigga ain't no in between.
Uh-uh.
Getting that dough with my team.
Yeah.
I got the phone with the beam. Bang. Imagine the shit that I've done. Ooh. Well, it's even more that I seen.
Yep.
And if I ain't lighting the purple, then you know I'm blowing the green. Ironic how he be so high, but yet and still low on the scene.
Low.
Yeah.
Fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
Wasn't gone for too long.
Nah.
I was just low on the scene.
You know what it is, baby. We putting it down for the town.
What do you mean?
Bleed culture.
Wasn't gone for too long.
P. Skrilla.
I was just low on the
First
scene.
Love yourself. Fly G's. My family. Young Kings getting it in. Salute. We gon' do it, baby. Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. SpayRadio.com. You're listening to Bleed Culture. That was Low on the Scene from my bro, P. Skrilla. YO's in the building. Knew those guys for a long time. Grinding, definitely making some hit records right there. Definitely appreciate them putting that joint out. Also want to thank Super, who called in earlier. He's a dope rapper from Miami. He has a mixtape out called Prince of the Yayo. And it features Rocco and a bunch of other talented artists. He said on the air that he is the nephew of Luke, which I didn't even know. And I was wondering, looking at his Instagram, how they was balling so hard. So I guess being a nephew has its perks, right? I also want to thank Gianna for calling in. She's a dope pop artist from New Jersey area. She's up and coming, and she has some good music. And you definitely should keep checking her out. We will be back next week. We will have a bunch of cool guests, of course. But I don't think we're going to be back Wednesday. Most likely, we'll be on air on Thursday. So, thanks for all the people that are supporting.
I got the perfect kind of love, brother, and Sicily Bond. And if it wasn't written, then I'ma put it in song. Just move along to the words and the melody. Let you rock the mic if you know what you're telling me. All the right verbs
and curves
so heavily. I'm so in love with what you can do potentially. Talking to you mentally and stalking you on everything. I'm even thinking about I got the perfect.
Yo, who's on the line?
Oh, fuck you mean? I wasn't going for too long. I was just low on the scene.
What's up, man?
What's going on, Antoine, man? Spade Mag, what's up, man? Spade Radio. Shout out to New York City, man. How y'all feeling out there, man? What's up, man?
I'm chilling, man. I didn't expect you to call in.
Aha, low on the scene, man.
Yo, we definitely appreciate that, man. So, I played the song for the people.
Yeah, I tuned in, man. Definitely tuned in.
Okay, cool, man. So how'd you link up with Jada on that?
I mean, we all from Yonkers, so it's like, it's truly a fact. He's like right around the corner from me, not too far. So it's, it took a while for us to get together, honestly. And we just we had the track, without him on it, and he heard it and jumped on it, appreciated the magic on it, and laid it down. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that happened.
Okay. All right, so what I was actually going to have you guys on the show. I was going to hit you up anyway. Tell me about the Bleed Culture thing, man. I see a lot of that stuff online now.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's on Bleed Culture. You can follow us on Instagram. That's our mainstream. It's basically art culture and hip-hop, your updated news and that culture, the music, the sports, art, it's like an everyday thing. You see art every day, but you walk by it. We just put it in your face, little caption, give it a feel. We try and switch the feel from basically coming out of Yonkers. So we do this for Yonkers first and foremost. But we do it for New York. But it's basically like a just an online magazine, man. Art, culture, hip hop, and you get your updated news there, man. And you know the things we go through, and we just post these things on our mainstream, which is Instagram.
Okay. All right. So who did the beat for that Low on the Scene joint?
This is a guy by the name of Litton Scott, aka L Beats. He's all the way in Rome, Italy, man. I actually, you know, we had a couple conversations, FaceTiming and texting, you know, over the Facebook, everything. We just had a long convo about that. You know, we both broke it down that we're not in the industry just yet, you know, but we're going to make it happen. We're going to work some more. And, yeah, he's all the way in Rome, Italy. Shout out to Lynn Scott, man, L Beats.
Wow, that's crazy. That's dope.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. So we definitely got to link up and get you guys on Spade TV, do an interview or something.
Of course, of course, of course. You got the math. If you know, you know how to get it, man.
yeah, definitely. So you guys got any shows or something? Shows coming up that the people could check out?
That's all we missing, man. We looking for people to line us up, man. We need that. We don't have any shows at the moment. But I, you know, as of the fall season, I'm gonna work on that, man. Definitely.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. So y'all definitely can look for some Bleed Culture events coming soon. Most definitely. But yo,
yeah.
Man, I appreciate you calling in. Most definitely.
You already know. Anything for you, bro. You already know. Now we do.
Yo, introduce your song. I'll play that again for the people.
Yeah, man, you got it, man. I go by the name of P. Skrilla featuring Jadakiss. You know, my bro Fly G's on the song. Low on the Scene. Follow Bleed Culture. We go by Bleed Culture. Follow us on the gram, man. Bleed Culture, Low on the Scene featuring Jadakiss.
Another one. just low on the scene. I was just low on the scene. Ooh,
I think I need a little T-Pain, Dave.
I was gone for too long.
Blade culture.
I was just low on the scene.
I wasn't gone for too long.
Nah.
I was just low on the scene,
low.
Moving that weed up the hill, selling that blow on Ravine,
low.
As far as New York is concerned,
yeah.
Y'all niggas know I'm the king,
know it.
Either you with us or nah,
nah.
Nigga ain't no in between, getting that dough with my team,
yeah.
I got the phone with the beam,
bang.
Imagine the shit that I've done,
woo.
Well it's even more that I seen,
yeah.
And if I ain't lighting the purple, you know I'm blowing the green. Ironic how he be so high,
high.
But yet it's still low on the scene.
Low.
Yeah.
Fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
Wasn't gone for too long.
Nah.
I was just low on the scene.
You know what it is, baby. We putting it down for the town.
Fuck do you mean?
Bleed culture.
Wasn't gone for too long.
P. Skrilla.
I was just low on the
First
scene.
Love yourself. Fly G's. My family. Young Kings getting it in. Salute. We gon' do it, baby. Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, that was Bleed Culture. We still got my boy P. Skrilla in the building. Thanks for calling in.
You already know. Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate you.
Alright, hey Mighty, y'all follow Bleed Coach on Instagram, man. Please do that. Y'all already know we turning up, man. Why yo? You know what I mean? Let's get it.
That's what's up, man. Alright, peace. We out. Till next week.
Speak.